Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in southern New England, where the evenings can be 29 to 35. The daytime can be in the 50s. A beautiful autumn. The leaves have mostly left the deciduous trees. It's time for bulb planting, and I've been at it with my allium and the daffodils, and I'm going to leave the lilies to last. I have till the snow flies. It's coming winter here, and that's why it's a joy to go to New South Wales and Jeremy Zachas. This is Australia. Australia ordinarily has unusual weather when you're used to New England. However, this year it turns out it's so unusual, the MOB, the Weather Bureau, has declared that they have no idea what's coming. They've thrown their hands up. Is it El Nino? Who knows? Is it La Nina? Who knows? They have influences that you would think over time they could account for. They have the Antarctic blast, that aims right at Jeremy in Tasmania and New South Wales in the southeast. They have the Indian dipole, positive or negative, coming from the vast Indian Ocean all the way across, and the first thing it hits is Australia. And then the twist here is they have tropical storms that come down from the north down the east coast, pounding Brisbane. Some of it can spill into where Jeremy is in New South Wales. In addition, they have a whole continent behind them that often regularly catches fire. So the Weather Bureau has thrown their hands up, said we have no idea what's next, and therefore I go to Jeremy to see if he's had a good week. Jeremy, a very good day to you. No disasters, no floods, but what's it look like in springtime? Good evening.
G'day, John. Well, what I can tell you is what it looks like is it looks eclectic. This whole week has really been just an absolute cacophony and complete kaleidoscope of different weather. And now, I'll tell you what I mean by that. Here in Sydney, we started off with a Monday that was pretty much like a normal spring. So we're talking around about 80 degree Fahrenheit days, beautiful, clear weather. Everything looked like we were heading towards the summer. But then come around about Tuesday morning and around about mid-morning, all of a sudden, the storm started rolling in again. We started to get really, really humid conditions. And in fact, it actually felt like we were probably closer to being in Brisbane than we were in Sydney, just here in the Sydney area, because the storms were just relentless coming in from the ocean, one after the other, lots and lots of rain. Then you move forward a little bit further again, getting past Wednesday afternoon, say, we started to feel a little bit of spring weather there, and actually the temperatures came back to relatively mild and felt again like summer was around the corner. But then Thursday, oh my goodness, the temperature dropped. And when I say dropped, it actually felt like the middle of winter here in Sydney. So we're talking around about, say, 40, 50 degree Fahrenheit maximum temperatures during the day, which should not be happening at this time of year. Crystal clear skies, but absolutely brutally cold. And then Friday, just for, I guess, icing on the cake, the weather decided to do another 180-degree turn. We suddenly got really warm weather, very, very humid here in Sydney, which does happen from time to time, but again, feels more like the Queensland weather. And then overnight on Friday, we had storms pounding the area right through to Saturday, lots and lots of rain. And then here, coming here to Sunday, which is here and now, we've all of a sudden taken another brutal turn, where basically we've gone back to winter-like weather. I'm actually sitting here rugged up with a jacket and long pants because it's only about 50 degrees out there. And honestly, John, this has happened right across the continent. Every part of Australia has had about four seasons in one week, and really to the extreme areas as well, except maybe the Western Australia Pilbara region, which is the top left on the Australian map, which is truly starting to get those warmer temperatures like it's heading into summer. But everywhere else, John, it really feels like we've just had too much, I guess you could say, weather in one week, and we're kind of tired of it. We just want our old spring back, and hopefully this week we'll actually see it back.
A fortnight ago when we spoke, there were tunnels off of Brisbane. Have you seen any funnels, not tunnels, funnels, tornado funnels? Have you seen anything like, you call them cyclones, I think. Have you seen anything like that?
Well, actually, it's probably very apt to say tunnels, John, because I think that would be the only place to really be safe from these things. But the short answer is absolutely. There were reported funnels just off of the Brisbane coastline. So we're talking the Gold Coast, beautiful beaches, a lot of places where a lot of surfers go. Nighttime funnels were reported, which is very dangerous because at nighttime you can't actually see when they're coming on shore. But then we actually did get tornadoes. And while we do have cyclones, you're absolutely correct, which are the larger storm systems, so exactly the same as hurricanes. Tornadoes are these much more tighter, very quick events that occur. And while the Bureau of Meteorology didn't confirm that there were actually tornadoes in Queensland, a lot of anecdotal evidence, a lot of people filming, rapidly spinning columns of air and very violent storms suggest that we had everything but tornadoes. So we did have things that looked like tornadoes, but technically can't be classed as tornadoes because they didn't quite hit the right wind speed. So, John, honestly, we were expecting to see really wild weather in Brisbane and Queensland, and we got exactly that. And honestly, right now, they're pretty much enduring, I think, some of the worst weather we're getting here on the continent.
Bondi Beach, where all the beauties are right now, is the water warm enough to swim in, or do they just stand around in the sand?
Well, John, this is the funny thing about Bondi. Exactly what you see in the weather outside, so it's cold outside, is not what's happening in the water. Because there's a nice rock shelf just under the surface there, people are probably in the water as I speak right now. On the sand outside, it would be very, very cold. In fact, it is a little bit windy right now. But in the water, because the rocks actually do heat up under the sand, the water itself is probably a little bit warmer. But I can also tell you, too, that because we are getting an Antarctic push of cold ocean currents, it's probably a little bit colder the further you get into the water. So, short answer is, John, I suspect there's probably some diehards out there enjoying the nice warm water. But honestly, if you're on the sand right now there at Bondi, it would just be too cold. It would probably be pretty miserable too with that little bit of wind.
And your flowers are in full bloom, or are you still waiting for things to come in?
No, the flowers actually and the lawns all really took off around about Tuesday this week. Most had already started, so we're about 4 weeks really into the bloom season. But I actually noticed with the lawns in particular, when we got that very warm cycle of tropical weather and storms, immediately afterwards, the lawn grew by about, I reckon, 1 to 2 inches. In fact, I'm about to go back and mow my lawn again for the second time this week. And all the trees that are in bloom, they actually went a lot fuller through those last few days in the week. So the warm weather has triggered a much larger bloom than you normally would. And honestly, it's great to see. But if we get a catastrophically, I guess, dry summer after all of this, which is our biggest fear right now, all that foliage, all that extra growth we're seeing now will become fuel for any fires that we may get later on. So it's great right now, John, but honestly, it could be an omen for what's coming.
It's a joy to consider you have springtime and the blooms. And I was planting bulbs today, putting an allium bulb about 6 to 9 inches down, thinking, 5 months, guys, you got to wait 5 months. I was counting off. I already count backwards to early spring, but allium don't come up until, oh, May, April, May. And so I'm tucking them up while you're in springtime. We're going to turn to another thing that comes in springtime, especially this year, and that is the reptiles and the magpies. Jeremy Zachas. He's in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.